Hello and welcome to the Bob Budward Show for Friday, June 11th. Columnist David Broder of the Washington Post is here with his regular Friday analysis of politics, and then I'll talk with Jean-Michel Cousteau, author of My Father, the Captain. His father was Jacques Cousteau, skipper of the Calypso and the world's premier undersea explorer until his death in 1997. The elder Cousteau was a French Navy officer working in the intelligence field during World War II. Later, he co-developed the Aqualung and pioneered in marine conservation. Jean-Michel continues his father's work and has witnessed firsthand what British Petroleum has done to the Gulf of Mexico. And later in the hour, another essay from the 1950s radio series, This I Believe, this week featuring novelist and screenwriter Niven Bush. David Broder, we had some primaries and runoffs this week. Democrat Blanche Lincoln won her runoff in Arkansas. She is the two-term, relatively conservative senator.
Yes, and faced a labor-backed challenger, the lieutenant governor of Arkansas, and the unions put a huge amount of money, $9 or $10 million perhaps, into that effort and came up short. Not much short, but enough so that they're going to go home and lick their wounds and wonder whether they were right to try to knock off another incumbent.
Blanche Lincoln had voted against the public option in health care reform and against the bill that labor so dearly wants that would make it easier to organize.
Which they've never even brought up for a vote in the Senate and probably won't this year.
Nevada was deciding who's going to run against Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Yes, and once again, the Tea Party people showed their muscle on the Republican side by nominating a former state legislator who is by far the most conservative in her field. And Harry Reid is now probably got a chance to survive, which he might not have done if they had taken a more mainstream course.
Exactly. And Harry Reid is probably very happy with yesterday's results.
I would think so, although he's not out of the woods yet, because that state is considerably more conservative than the Obama administration's agenda has let Harry Reid be.
And it was a big day for Republican female candidates in California.
Yes. Both governor and senator, well, now Republicans will nominate wealthy business women who have shown their prowess in the private sector, but are relative newcomers.